This morning, for our communion meditation, we want to think about the new covenant, as Jesus said in the institution of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper in Luke 22:20. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. God revealed himself in the Bible in covenants. Initially, there was a covenant of redemption that was held in eternity past between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father said, I will plan the work of redemption. God the Son said, I will go and bring about redemption. God the Holy Spirit said, I will apply the work of redemption. In the scripture itself, in space and time, God also revealed himself in covenants. Two covenants. There was what was called the Book of the Law, or the Book of the Covenant in the Old Testament, which was given at Mount Sinai. That was law. And then there is the covenant, a new covenant that was to be given. The covenant that God made with his Old Testament people was initially made with Abraham. The promise that was given was this, I will be your God and you will be my people. Now, I'll challenge you sometime to take your Bible or to take a concordance and go through it, and you will discover that the main theme of the biblical writers and the purpose, the end result of Revelation is that very promise. Because we see it in the initiation of the covenant, and then you see it in Revelation 20, 21, and 22. That is the promise, I will be your God and you will be my people. That is the whole purpose, and that is the sum of biblical revelation. It is the sum and the purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ, because without Christ, there is no reconciliation. You cannot come to God, and God cannot come to you because of your sin and because of God's holiness. The two simply cannot get together. And so God gave in the Old Testament a law, and he said, listen, you will be perfect and you obey this law perfectly. Adam couldn't do it, and Abraham couldn't do it, and Moses couldn't do it, and David couldn't do it, and Solomon couldn't do it, and Jeremiah couldn't do it, and Ezekiel couldn't do it. No man who has ever touched earth has ever obeyed God's law perfectly. And so God said, in order for a person to be forgiven, I will make, as a part of this book of the covenant, this book of the law, the sacrificial system. So that whenever anybody commits a sin and breaks my law, then they can come in and offer a sacrifice and receive forgiveness. Because it is with the shedding of blood that there is remission or forgiveness of sin. And so one time a year, one time a year, the high priest would take a hyssop, that is a branch, and after the lamb had been sacrificed, he would dip his branch into the blood of the lamb, and one time a year he would go into the holy place. And then with fear and trembling, he would move back the curtain of the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant rested and where the Shekinah glory of God would move in, and he would move into the Holy of Holies once a year. And as he moved in, he would sprinkle the blood from the hyssop over the mercy seat. The priest would wear a robe much as I am wearing today, only he had bells on the end of his robe. And the people would wait outside, and as long as they could continue to hear the bells, then they felt relief and hope. But if the bell stopped, and God had not accepted the sacrifice, but because he had come into the presence of God unacceptably, he was struck dead. And so with bated breath, the people waited for the priest to reappear. That was the old covenant. But there is a new covenant that was prophesied in the book of Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 31. Listen to this. It says, "The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel. I will put my law in their minds and write it upon their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." That is the purpose of the new covenant. The new covenant was fulfilled by Jesus Christ. For he said in Luke 20, "In the institution of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper at the Passover meal," he said, "this cup is the new covenant." And what did that cup represent? It represented that Jesus Christ, who is our high priest, instead of offering a lamb himself, he offered up himself upon the cross as the Lamb of God and as our priest. He, with his own blood, entered into the very presence of God, pleading for you and me. And so you see, that is what we celebrate today, that our priest, who has ascended into heaven with his own blood, pleads on your behalf that you will be forgiven if you have come to him by faith and trust and repentance, much as we saw one do this morning. Dear friends, are you a child of the new covenant? By repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, or are you still trying to get to heaven by obeying the old covenant, the perfect law of God, and you cannot and you will not and you will fail? But praise God, a new door has been opened. For when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, do you know what happened to the curtain that separated the holy place from the Holy of Holies? The Bible says that the curtain was ripped right in two. Do you know why? So as to allow the world to come into the very presence of God by the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. And so I would invite you to come this morning, that you come by way of the new covenant that Christ himself has established for you. He has replaced the old covenant. He obeyed the law perfectly, and he took all of your sins, and he paid for your sins upon the cross of Jesus, upon the cross of Calvary, so that you can have access. And this promise of the covenant would be fulfilled today. I will be your God, and you will be my son. And you will be my daughter. I will be your God. Is he? Then come to the table spread for you this morning.